Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Republican factions clash head-to-head at the ballot box. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. The aftermath of Wyoming's 2024 legislative session has seen a surge of Republican challengers announcing their state house campaigns ahead of the upcoming fall elections. According to WyoFile, with all 62 House of Representatives seats and half of the Senate up for re-election, a significant portion of races are anticipated to be contentious battles within the Republican Party. The candidate filing period officially opens May 16th, but many political hopefuls aren't waiting for that deadline to declare their candidacy. The divide is primarily centered around differing interpretations of conservative principles, notably exemplified by the emergence of the Hardline Freedom Caucus and the establishment of the Wyoming Caucus. While both factions vie for influence, the Senate lacks a cohesive voting bloc. The approaching election could potentially tip the balance of power in either chamber. Several candidates have already declared their intention to run. In Cheyenne, Kathy Russell will be challenging Representative Bob Nicholas, who is the co-chair of the Joint Appropriations Committee, and Ann Lucas will be challenging Representative Dan Zwanitzer. In the northeastern part of the state, Mark Jones will be challenging Representative Barry Crago of Buffalo. On the Senate side, Tom Olmstead will be challenging Senator Ed Cooper of Tensleep. Ahead of the session, Greg Smith, a retired Army veteran, announced he would challenge Senator Tara Nethercott of Cheyenne for Senate District 4. These early bids set the stage for a lively political landscape leading up to the official candidate filing period in May. RFK campaign in Wyoming requires additional 3,500 signatures to secure ballot placement. Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s presidential campaign is actively seeking signatures in Wyoming to secure his place on the state's general election ballot. Volunteers are canvassing at various colleges, aiming to collect the required 3,891 signatures. According to Cowboy State Daily, Kennedy's platform includes opposition to vaccine mandates, government censorship, alongside environmental and pro-choice advocacy. Despite energetic campaigning, Dr. Andrew Garner, a UW political science professor, expressed skepticism about his chances due to entrenched party polarization. He noted that party loyalty heavily influences voting behavior, hindering third-party candidates. Additionally, Dr. Garner said media dynamics tend to amplify extreme voices, making it challenging for moderate voices like Kennedy's to gain traction. Analysts are uncertain whether Kennedy will draw more support from Biden or Trump voters, but emphasize the formidable barriers third-party candidates face in bridging political divides. While a political poll may shed light on Wyomingites' attitudes towards Kennedy, experts caution against overestimating his appeal in a deeply polarized political landscape. They advocate for media coverage that prioritizes data-driven analysis over partisan speculation to foster a more nuanced understanding of electoral dynamics. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen.